Vimes glanced at the three shields. "Haven't I seen that one before?" he said. "Ah, Mr. Arthur Carey, the candlemaker," said Dragon. "Suddenly business is booming and he feels he must be a gentleman. A shield bisected by a bend sinister d'une mèche en métal gris. That is to say, a steel grey shield indicating his personal determination and zeal. How zealous these businessmen are. Bisected by a wick. Upper half, a chandelle in a fenêtre avec rideau houlon. A candle lighting a window with a warm glow. Lower half, two chandeliers illuminés, indicating the wretched man sells candles to rich and poor alike. Fortunately, his father was a harbour master, which fact allows us to stretch ourselves a little with the crest of a lampe au poisson, fish-shaped lamp, indicating both this and his son's current profession. The motto I left in the common modern tongue and is, Art brought forth the candle. I'm sorry, it was naughty. But I couldn't resist it. My sides ache, said Vimes. Something kicked his brain, trying to get attention. This one is for Mr. Gerhard Sock, president of the Butchers Guild, said Dragon. His wife's told him a coat of arms is the thing to have, and who are we to argue with the daughter of a tripe merchant? So we've made him a shield of red for blood and blue and white stripes for a butcher's apron, bisected by a string of sausages, centralis, a cleaver held in a gloved hand, a boxing glove, which is the best we could do for Sock. Motto is Futuris meus est in visceris, which translates as, My future is in the entrails, both relating to his profession and alluding to the old practice of telling the future from entrails, said Vimes. Amazing. Whatever was trying to get into his attention was really jumping up and down now. While this one is for Rudolf Potts of the Baker's Guild, said Dragon, pointing to the third shield with a twig-thin finger. Can you read it, Commander? Vimes gave it a gloomy stare. Well, it's divided into three, and there's a rose, a flame, and a pot, he said. Bakers use fire, and the pot's for water, I suppose.
And a pun on the name, said Dragon.
But unless he's called Rosie, then Vimes blinked. A rose is a flower. Oh, good grief. Flower, 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 fire and water. The pot looks like a gazunder to me, though, a chamber pot.
The old word for baker was pistor, said Dragon. Why, Commander, we shall make a herald of you yet.
And the motto? Quod subigo farinam, said Vimes, and wrinkled his forehead. Because farinaceous means to do with corn or flour, doesn't it? Oh, no. Because I need the dough. Dragon clapped his hands.
Well done, sir.
This place must simply rock on those long winter evenings, said Vimes. And that's heraldry, is it? Crossword clues and plays on words.
Of course, there is a great deal more, said the dragon. These are simple. We more or less have to make them up. Whereas the escutcheon of an old family, such as the Nobbses.
Nobbs? Said Vimes as the penny dropped.
That's it. You said Nobbs.
Before, when you were talking about old families.
Ah, what? Oh, indeed, yes. Oh, yes, a fine old family, although now, sadly, in decay.
You don't mean
Nobbs, as in Corporal Nobbs, said Vimes, horror edging his words.